Welcome to Farewell, Mr. Nice Guy, and I am your host, MNG. And today, I have another episode of the Riddick Read. So you know with the Riddick Read, we go ahead and we read posts that we find online, and we go ahead and just kind of break them down. I kind of intertwine them with my experience, you know, so I can go ahead and give some of these guys some good advice and some good ways to go about it. So the one that we have today is my ex just told me that she's pregnant. Okay, how many of us been there before? Now, I do have a special guest. Don't let me forget. I got my special guest today. Jeff is here with me, and we're going to go ahead and break this down from our point of view. Now, this is how it goes. I'm 27, and my ex and I just broke up a few weeks ago after 6 months and way more drama than I was okay with. So, basically, she was drama. She had a lot of drama. She told me today that she is pregnant and has a test to prove it. Now, I trust that is mine. I'm freaking out. It's like I'm freaking the fuck out and I don't know what to do. She has two kids of her own. I'm now 12 hours away in a different state. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. And to clarify, I'm fully planning to take care of this kid, even leaning towards fighting for full custody. I refuse to not be a part of this kid's life. I'm freaking out because monetarily and mentally, I'm not prepared for this, and this ain't the way it's supposed to go. Whoo, boy, he in for a dog fight. I don't think he understands what he is going through. Yeah, coming from experience, when a woman tells you that she's pregnant and y'all broke up 6 months ago. Now, there's some things here that's missing in this post. And I try to weed out some of the situations where you're not getting the full story. So let's just break it down. So he broke up with his ex, he broke up with them a few weeks ago after 6 months, okay? Mm-hmm. So now all of a sudden she's pregnant, all right? So when was the last time did y'all have sex? When was the last time, she came on her period, even though that's not relevant, but there's a lot of information that's missing here. And now that you're 12 hours away, like, did you get a new job? No, what happened, okay?
Sound like he ran to me.
Oh, were you just in state visiting? Like you were just visiting? So there's some things here that's missing that I'm definitely not okay with. You know, she's telling him that he's pregnant and he trusts that it's his. Now you don't know what she was doing
weeks.
Yeah, how long is a few weeks ago? We saying a few weeks, is that like 4 weeks? Is that 6 weeks?
Don't matter, he been broke up with her for what? What'd he say? 2 weeks, I think he said? A few weeks?
No, they said they broke up a few weeks ago.
A few weeks ago.
They broke up a few weeks ago. So if they broke up a few weeks ago after being together for 6 months, and it sounded like he was already raw dogging at 3 months.
Man, it sounded like he was already set to run. Because if he already gone, if he already 12 hours away, damn, you're right. I didn't want you to be right. it's more to the story, man.
It is. It's more to this story than what this guy's actually letting on. Because you're now 12 hours away. Now I'm curious. Now, did she tell you that she was on the pill? Because she already got two kids. So it sounds like, I ain't gonna say it sounds like she's been around this rodeo before. She done it before. But did she tell you that she was on the pill? I mean, I got fed that story before. Yeah, I'm on the pill. I got the patch on, and we all been fed them stories about what a woman is taking for her not to get pregnant, in turn for her to only get pregnant and say, well, I don't know what happened.
That's a fact. I know I've been a dumbass a couple of times, but at the same time, when you are already going through drama, it says that was a lot of drama. I think I've been strapping up. Because
definitely.
Yeah, because my whole thing is, if we going through the drama with just me and you, and we not connected, no shape, no way, no form, I have about a fly wing length of faith in men when they say, I'm 12 hours away, she just sent me a picture saying, even if it don't say that, she just sent me a picture saying she pregnant, she got the pregnancy test and everything. Oh, by the way, I make this clear. I am going to... No, you're not. You're 12 hours away. Only thing you go do is say, is it mine for real? And she say, yeah, I'm going to put you on child support if you don't come take care of it. You might come back down there and get a DNA test. But my first thing would have been, all right, I'm on my way, so I can get a DNA test first.
Okay, well, that depends on how far along she is
to get the DNA test. Well, if it's only, from here, it's only, she can only be a couple of weeks.
That is true. She can only be a couple of weeks. So, obviously, it looked like she's going to keep it. Okay. Now, he did clarify that he fully planned on taking care and even leaning toward fighting for full custody. So, my thing is, if you're talking about fighting for full custody, obviously, you probably see how she take care of her own two kids and the drama she comes with, and you win her in a Raw. So now you want to try to fight her for custody and two different, you in a whole nother state. That fight for custody is going to be very difficult.
Now, my thing is, it would be in the state she live in.
Exactly. Because he can't fight for it in his state.
Nope, because the baby was consumed in her state.
Exactly.
So now she got that on her side because, for one, she probably got family to stay there.
Yep, support system.
Then she got the other, we'll say the one baby daddy already there.
Yep, the other baby daddy.
If he ain't on child support, she might, if she's not doing the kids right, she might tell him, look, if you don't help me out get this baby, I'm going to put you on child support. What he going to do? He going to lie and say she the greatest mother ever.
Exactly.
So you kind of, and then the system is already rigged like a motherfucker for
rigged
the women.
Out the door.
So
no matter what state you in, it's rigged out the door.
So he can fight all he want. He might lose that. But first of all, make sure it's yours before you fight for something.
Exactly. If she plan on having it, regardless of the case, if you can get the if you ask her for a paternity test, mm-hmm, and she says no, she hiding something.
Oh, most definitely.
She hiding something. I don't believe that any woman should turn down a man when he says, I want a pregnancy test.
Oh, but you,
a paternity
you,
test.
You know what they do now? let me tell y'all. Women nowadays, not all, once again, not all. But a nice percentage of women will go as far as having the blood drawn and everything, and oh, it's yours, and sit there and know it ain't his.
Definitely.
That's the crazy part.
You see it on paternity court all the damn time.
Man.
Daddy sitting there with the straightest face. It's yours, it's yours, it's yours. And then the result, it is, you are not the father. And be sitting there looking like,
what? Then you be like, then the judge be like, did you know, was you sleeping with anybody else? Yeah, two other guys. Well, you, how you just know it's my man's then? Now, don't get me wrong. When females sleep with different guys, they pretty much know who a good father gonna be. Or they have potential of being good fathers.
Yeah.
So that's what they gonna put it off on. They're not gonna put it off on this guy that sit here and play PlayStation all day, ain't got a job, and asking her for money, but the guy that's out here working, looking good, he ain't got to be looking good, working, busting his ass.
Yep.
Oh, well, you the baby daddy. How am I the baby daddy? We slept together one time, and that was 7 months ago. Or I'm just not being pregnant. Get the fuck out of here.
and you're exactly right about that. They're going to chase down the guy that they know for a fact, mm-hmm, is going to take care of that child regardless of what happens. And that secret, and I'm sure you have seen it across the news, across Instagram, across Facebook, those secrets are getting people killed.
Most definitely.
Those secrets are getting people killed. Mm-hmm. This young man right here, if he finds out that this child is not his, because she's going to put him through torment. Mm-hmm. If she already was bringing drama, mm-hmm, and they were just dating,
this baby gonna be something totally different.
The next 18 years of this man's life, 12 hours a night, is gonna be done.
That's if it's his.
That's if it's his.
But once again, if he don't have a support system to say, hey, hold on, get a paternity test, brother. Get a DNA test, brother. If he don't have that and he just go with what she says, you're right. The next 18 years is going to be torment.
Yeah.
And then, let's say he turned 18. Let's say she come to him like, you know that ain't your son, right? Or you know that ain't your daughter.
Man.
I just needed you to take care of him for the first 18 years of his life.
Somebody better start getting her casket done.
But that's where you got to go into that. Wait a minute, don't flip out. You can't flip out, because if you kill her, that's the rest of my life in jail. You got to walk away. You got fucked over. Now what you got to do is you got to go to court, man, and try to get something back. And you know what the court gonna say? Well, all that shit was a gift. You gave it to him.
See, even if he was on child support, and that's the thing about child support court, they're not gonna give you back what you gave.
Nah.
Cause they don't feel like they owe you anything, because they felt like they was in the right when they were doing it.
Yep.
But to their credit, they do try to establish paternity first before
they do.
Yeah. But they don't if he signs a birth certificate.
Oh no, if you sign a birth certificate, you fucked regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's say it's one of us. You just spent thousands. And by he turned 18, you probably spent about a meal ticket, probably. Yeah. Nah. We'll say about $500,000.
Okay.
They say, okay, we'll give you $500 back. you go take this, or you go and you go shut the fuck up.
Now let me talk about this. Now, he's fully planning on taking care of this kid, right? And refuses not to be in the kid's life. Okay, that's clear.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, he don't have the money or the mental capacity, because he's not prepared for this right now. Even though I know it's in the moment. He's in the moment.
But you're 27. You're 27.
That's probably why he left.
You see,
for a better
saying?
Job.
I can see that. But at the same time, I can also see, how are you not how are you not mentally prepared for a baby when you fucking raw? I'm just asking that question.
Facts.
My whole thought process, when I go inside of a woman raw, I know for a fact it's a potential I can get her pregnant. So if this not the woman I want pregnant, I know she crazy. Why am I going in the raw? Wait a minute, pull back out. What are you doing? You know what I'm saying?
You know the crazy pussy is some good pussy.
Yes, I agree.
You lost the big hell one. Because the crazy pussy.
That's when you stay in. When you thought you had that pull out game and that motherfucker just stuck. You done fucked up. But once again, he's 27. He left either to get a better job,
yep,
or to get away from her. That's 12 hours, bro. Who the fuck moves away from their family 27, 12 hours? Just I'm gone.
Yeah, and we don't know that was his hometown.
Yeah.
We don't know. We don't too much know anything but what this person has already given us.
Now, I'm going to flip it now.
Okay, flip it.
What if she was the one that was okay, but from where he was raised, he wasn't used to a good woman, and he's seeing stuff that he wasn't recognizing, and was like, oh, she fucked up, and he was the one starting the arguments and shit.
You know what? That is a good point. That is a good point. Maybe he was saying that it's more drama than he was okay with, but maybe the way that he was raised,
mm-hmm,
and what he perceived that she was bringing,
mm-hmm,
you know, maybe she was trying to improve him.
And he took it as she was trying to control him.
There you go.
And I mean,
and we also don't know how old she is. So she could be older than him.
With two kids, she might be older than him.
Maybe.
And he took it as she was trying to take over his life or be a mother figure.
Yep.
And he was like, you know, I ain't having that. He probably was raised in one of those households like, you're the man and she's the woman. She's supposed to stay the woman. And
I see that.
She trying to give him advice of how to better himself. And he took it as a, no, you're not going to tell me what to do. And that's how the argument started. So like you say, she got two kids of her own. He don't say nothing bad about her.
No.
As far as her taking care of her kids, he don't say nothing bad about how she treated him. He just said it was more drama than he was expecting. So technically, he was already expecting drama.
Now here's a different perspective. What if both of them were okay, but she didn't have boundaries with her kid's father. So maybe that's where the drama was at. So maybe she was actually worth it, but he was like, you know what? You can't maintain boundaries with your kid's father, one or two, and that's more than I want to deal with. I don't want to have to sit here and keep trying to protect you from them because you don't have boundaries, because you're trying to show them respect, but not showing me respect by having them to have whole boundaries against them.
Maybe that's the drama. I'm being honey with you right there. That's a deep one, because if a woman don't have boundaries for that baby daddy, that will put the new boyfriend in a situation to where he's not comfortable.
Yeah.
And if you're not comfortable, then that other side of you comes out to show you still a man.
There you go.
So So
what is it looking like, and it, from reading this post, there are a lot of different aspects that we can take from what is being said. Mm-hmm. And I like reading these, because even though what they're telling you is, you know, just like with anything people post online, hey, this is the information that I'm giving you. Okay, but it's not all of the information.
No,
so we looking at so many different aspects to what's really going on in this situation. My guy is 12 hours away. He broke up with his ex. Not sure why she's an ex after 6 months, but seems more like a fling than an ex.
That's what I was saying. Meet at the club. We fucked a couple of times, and we decided to like each other.
He probably moved away for more money, but he already saying that he don't have the money to take care of the kid, but is willing to fight for full custody, which is going to take a lot more money fight for full custody, because you're definitely going to need an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Court calls.
And you're probably going to want to get one in the state that you just left, because they already know the laws, because the laws for child support differ from state to state.
Yep. And now you got to travel back and forth during court dates. I'm not seeing it. I think he lied. 12 hours is a long way away from home. 12 hours is one of those, I want to get away from everything. I don't want nobody to know where I'm at.
So let's put it in perspective. So from here to Atlanta is about, 10, 11 hours?
Mm-hmm, I think so.
Okay, so 12 hours, let's just say he was in Florida. That's like, New York?
Yeah, that's like damn near.
Because if you're going down the state, it's 10, you know, so hours, 10 to 10, 11
you
hours.
You want to get away.
Definitely trying to get away. So you way more than a different state, motherfucker. You in a different time zone at this point.
you are somewhere you know for a fact you're not going to run into nobody you knew from home. That's where you at.
One in a million chance.
Yeah, so.
One in a million chance.
So my whole thing is, they only been broke up for a couple of weeks. Yeah. And he's gone already. It don't say he's leaving. It says I'm 12 hours away in a different state. So that means this move been coming before they even broke up.
I think he went back home. That's what I think.
I think he went back. So you think the state he was in, he just so happened to move there, or he was visiting somebody?
Maybe he just finished out his master's degree.
Yeah, I can see that. But once again, maybe he didn't have no family. I'm gonna say that. Because when you got family and support, it's kind of hard to move just up and move 12 hours away.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
With a family, you don't move just 12 hours away straight out of college, because you got your master's degree and you're making a little bit of bread. You're not gonna move 12 hours away.
All right, true.
I'm
trying to get my man a benefit of the doubt.
I can't, bro. He grown. My thing is, when you fuck up, you fuck up. When you're an adult, you can't go back and say, I'm sorry when you fuck up. I mean, you can, but it's really not gonna do nothing. When you a kid, you go back and you fuck up, you say, I'm sorry. They be like, oh, I'm sorry too. I love you. Hug each other. Everything good.
Okay.
You can't say I'm sorry to a pregnant woman for going 12 hours away. So now, let's say you want to be with that kid life. Well, you want to be in that kid life. So now you have to get that kid on the plane for 12 hours.
Because he ain't driving.
Because hell no, he ain't driving. Yeah. For 12 hours.
It's a two-day trip.
Man, what? You got, or either you got to fly 12 hours there to get him and 12 hours back, or she got to put him on a plane for 12 hours by herself.
Man, hold on, wait. See, now you're breaking my brain. I'm thinking 12 driving hours.
No, I didn't even think flying. Hours, man. To me, that looked like 12 flying hours.
12 fly?
Bro, so.
Hold on. If it's 12 flying hours, this dude got to be literally in the whole other country.
A man that went to China, bro.
There's no way. If he's 12 flying hours, this motherfucker is literally across the goddamn ocean.
Bro, what you talking about?
Literally across the ocean.
Because I'm not seeing... Okay, I can't really see him driving 12 hours, bro. Because if he ain't got the money, if he ain't got the finances, he ain't got gas money to drive 12 hours.
He ain't gonna have a plane ticket to fly 12 hours. What the fuck he flying to?
So
it gotta be 12 driving hours,
bro. You know how much gas that is, bro. I don't care what you need. You could be in the fucking dark. That's still a couple of dollars. Especially he's saying he don't have the means to even take care of a child. Well, but then again, maybe he might got a little bit of bread put up. Okay, we'll give him a benefit of the doubt.
Well, he had to get to where he had to go to.
Right. Let's say that is driving hours.
Okay.
We'll say 12 driving hours.
He took the Greyhound bus.
Damn. Okay. Fuck it. he on the Greyhound. He
took the train.
But okay. Boom. Okay. Since you want to go there, you gonna tell me you ain't got enough. You don't have the means to really fund the kid, but you got enough money to drive somewhere 12 hours to get an apartment or a hotel.
But who say he's in a hotel? He could be living with somebody.
Nah, that's bullshit.
he probably moved back home with his mom.
Okay, let's say he did move back home with his mom.
Okay, say his parents well off and they paid for him to get to where he needed to go.
Okay, we can run with that.
Okay,
he's moved back there with his parents. So to me, that make you a bigger bum. But because I'm gonna tell you why.
Okay.
You're 27.
All right.
You didn't went out here and found the chick with two kids already and knocked her up a third time.
Okay.
So which meaning either y'all had an apartment together or a crib together. Or you were living somewhere and she was living somewhere. Okay. Which mean you had the money to
relocate.
Do something. So once again, we're going to say, yeah, it's parents' house. He called his parents, mom, this happened. Can you send me a plane ticket or send me some money to drive it down there? Okay, boom, she sent him money. He drives back down.
Okay.
Why do he not have enough money to take care of that baby if his family well off, if it's his baby?
Okay.
Once again, that make you a bigger what? A bigger bum.
Well, maybe, and again, I'm playing devil's advocate here.
Okay,
I'm trying to help my man out. I'm trying to help him out. One father to another. I'm trying to help him out.
One father to another. He's running from this woman and that child. You can't tell me you're going to go 12 driving hours away just to fight for custody in a whole other state. In that case, you would have said, Ma, can you send me some money so I can get an apartment or stay in a hotel so I can fight and see what this kid, if this kid of mine or not. Or he could have went home to stay just long enough till she can be able to give the DNA test.
Okay.
I can see that. But once again, he's still running.
I don't see it as running. Maybe he got a... I really think that he probably got a new job. He's trying to get himself together. Put himself in a great position. But he feel like... the kid is gonna cost way more money than what he can actually afford.
Now, once again, I could go with that too. But he just said he don't have he's not mentally or he's not financially stable to take care of a child. Which meaning he ain't got no damn job.
I don't think that because he ain't got no job.
Because if you got a job, let's say you just went and got a job.
Okay.
Let's say the reason why he left is for more money, a job.
Okay, let's say that.
If you go back to wherever you at, you still gotta get an apartment. Now he ain't with his parents now.
Okay, because he ain't with his parents.
Nope. He gotta have a crib or okay. apartment.
Okay.
Gotta have a car.
Okay.
He got a new job.
Okay.
Why don't he have the means to take care of a child if he didn't have, if he had the means back then?
He may not have the means back
then. He already had two kids when he was fucking with an old girl.
No, she has two kids of her own. Those ain't his two kids.
Hey, when you take the mom out, the kids gotta come sometime.
Come in the first 6 months, they doing family dates?
Shit, you can get a babysitter every time.
I mean, that's facts. I mean, you got two kids.
You got two kids.
But also, we don't know how old the kids are.
That's that. Well, it can't be no. They can't, okay. So, we'll
so,
say this.
So we don't.
Say they can't be no. If he 27, let's say she 35. So her kids can't be no more than 17-ish.
If she had them young.
If she had them young. Young. So we'll say a 17-year-old and we'll say a 15-year-old.
Okay. That's fair.
He's still taking mom out. He 6 months. He got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Kids there. He come over. He meet him. Got to get him something.
Now, let me throw this out there. Now, what if she knew that he was leaving? Okay.
Possibly.
But I was about to say, what if she knew that he was leaving? Knew that he likes to drink, got him drunk, had sex with him, and purposely got pregnant.
I would say that's fucked up because for the simple fact you thought a child would stop him from leaving. But I also could say, is it really bad for her to do that when he already going in a raw?
That's true. That's true. I mean, there's, right, just looking at this post, And again, because I try to use, I'm using this as a reference, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, you right. know, but again, we don't, normally you will see like the age of the woman, or how the case is. There's no age of the woman, mm-hmm. okay? So we can say she young. She could be 25 with a three-year-old and a one-year-old.
That's true.
Okay. And then you don't know the age of the kids.
Nope.
So right now it's a whole bunch of speculation on why
he
is 12 hours away from this responsibility that he just found out about. So maybe he was also, maybe you're right. Maybe he was already leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it was so much drama. Maybe the busting out the windows, the key in the car, you know, the popping up at the house, and it was just too much for him. He said, you know what? It's time for me to go. He left.
I can see that. But once again, he 12 hours away. That's a nice distance from a person that you just broke up with only a few weeks ago.
True.
And you're saying you don't have enough money or you're not mentally prepared for a child, but you've been going in this woman raw for 6 months.
True.
So how are you not mentally prepared? But at the same time, he say he's going to take full responsibility of this kid. How, man? Make up your mind. Either you're not ready, mentally not ready, or you're going to do it. You can't say both.
Why can't he say both?
How can you do both? How can you be not mentally and financially ready, but then turn around and say, but I am going
to
do it.
He got 9 months to do it.
Well, shit.
He got nine months to figure it out.
He got 12 hours to drive, too, to figure this shit out. He should have, after 6 hours, he should have been like, you know what? Fuck, I'm going to turn back around and try to work this out.
But at the end of the day, with all the speculation and everything, my man has to figure out whether it's his or not.
100%.
That's the first step. That whole, I trust his minds. I'm not trusting no one. We could be married and she could say, you know what? I'm pregnant. By who? By you. I want a DNA test. She like, well, we married. Like, you know what I mean? Married women out here having sex with other people? I need a DNA test. I still want the DNA test.
Me personally, I wouldn't ask my wife for a DNA test because I know how that's going to come off. But
I'm going right to CVS.
swab his little baby mouth while we in the parking lot. Swab, swab, put it in the mail.
I say the only person that's coming out of this with any type of trauma is the child. It, once it's born, because one, potentially he might not have a father.
Sure.
Two, he might have a father that can't do shit for him.
Sure.
Three, he gonna have a father that can't do shit for him and won't be there. So now you got your other siblings and your mama and a whole other man coming in now smashing mommy.
And you know, and there's no, and again, we don't know how old she is, but it may be a result in it may happen again after this one is born.
Facts.
You know, especially if, because I'm wondering how long it took them. I mean, that's not even a wonder, but how long it took them before they just stopped using condoms? What did she tell them? What did she feed them? Because 6 months, you know.
They wasn't using a condom then. I mean, 6 months, they couldn't have been. Because you don't just jump in with condom and take it and off like off.
You know what we missing? What if they was having sex after they broke up? Because they broke up after 6 months. And you said, I just broke up a few weeks ago after 6 months. Okay, well, what's a few weeks? Were y'all still having sex within after
breakup weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
I've been there before.
but at the same time, once again, he was going in a raw. She was letting him. So they both knew what exactly they were doing. He 27. She has to be of age, which means she already knew what was going down because she got two kids. And then for y'all only to be together 6 months and y'all fucking without a condom, y'all grown. Y'all do what y'all want to do. I ain't mad at you. But then y'all break up. Now you're pregnant. How you pregnant after we break up? You couldn't tell me this shit when we was together?
How long did she know?
That's a good guy's question.
How long did she know? Because that all depends on how many weeks she are.
Yeah, that's
because true if she too. a few weeks, then she already knew she was pregnant before they broke up, but didn't want to tell him because she already knew that he was leaving. So the time decided to tell him when he left, because she probably made her mind up on whether she's going to keep it or not, or she probably got beyond the point whether she it got too expensive for her to get rid of, or she just don't believe in abortion.
It's just crazy how all of it failed. They broke up a couple of weeks ago. Now he 12 hours away. Now she pregnant. Now he go fight for the child. But he really not mentally and financially stable or ready to have a baby. It's too much going on in his life for him to be going into a woman raw. I mean, I'm just saying, because from what they say, he got a job or he got somewhat of a job.
Okay.
And if you're 27, you can't tell me you're not mentally ready, because you grown. You know what you're doing.
Well, he made it 27 with no kids, so you know he probably was out there having fun, having a good time.
Strapping up.
He probably was strapping up. He probably was practicing pull-out game and having a good time.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, like what you just say. Them crazy women got that good pussy. So he found a crazy woman. He said it was more drama than he thought. So we knew it was drama from the beginning.
Facts.
So he stayed inside of her and came inside of her, and now she's pregnant.
It could have been pre-ejaculation that went inside of her.
It don't matter. He stayed inside of her. He came inside of her. Because my whole thing is this.
Okay.
I totally understand. Everybody will be a hoe in their life.
Okay.
I am 100% with that.
Okay.
But when it comes to a child, you can't just say, I don't think that motherfucker mine. Oh, I think this is yours. Well, no, wait. No, it's yours. Because at the end of the day, the only person that's going to hurt from that is that child.
True. But anybody trying to take care of a child that ain't theirs.
I agree with you 100%. That's why I said, if you go be with a person, make sure she the right one before you take that motherfucking condom off. Because you know what I'm saying? In the moment, it's going to feel great.
It is.
It's going to feel excellent. But after that moment is over and you realize what you done, Now you sitting there for days like, damn, I hope she ain't pregnant. Damn, I hope she ain't pregnant. And then you get that text. I missed my cycle. What that mean? Shit.
Just like that line from Thin Line Between Love and Hate, because I'm dating myself at this point. One night of passion can turn to a lifetime of pain.
Man.
And that is true. Every word in there is true.
Facts.
Because one night of passion is going to lead. It don't matter whether the kid turns 18, 21, 70. 30.
Yeah.
They're always going to be some involvement with you. They always going to want you and the other parent in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all have to be cordial to each other, because if y'all not cordial to each other, then that further shows the child what an unhealthy relationship looks like. And that just kind of just ropes the cycle over and over and over and over again.
I was just about to say, now this kid about to be in the same cycle his damn daddy in.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And when do the cycle break? When can we break the cycle?
And even if he goes for custody, he's going to have to prove that she's so unfit to where the judge is going to say, you know what, go ahead and give him custody. But it's going to be difficult with him being 12 hours away in mm-hmm. a whole nother state, especially if she gets parenting time. Mm-hmm. Once she get that parenting time, okay, so who's about to do that transportation? Because it can't be weekends. So that means that it's going to be, oh, well, you get them for the summer and the holidays. And
I get them for the winter or school, whatever. But my thing is, it's going to be hard to make her an unfit mother when she's already taking care of two kids.
That's true.
So
that's true.
How can you be more of a better, or how can you be a better father, because she already taking care of two kids? That's, you ain't got no kids.
That's true.
So this is your first one. She didn't rip through this rodeo twice already.
That's true. That's true. So how are you going to make it work? How are you going to make it work?
And then, once again, he's 12 hours away. Is he in a state with support, or is he just in a whole other state by himself? So now, now you got to look at, also, where the child going to be at when you at work? Where the child going to be at when you going doing what you do? So it's so much.
He got 9 months to figure it out. Okay. So I'll leave y'all with this. In any situation such as this, there's a lot of information that is missing, and we can't pull all the truths out to be able to give some effective to this person so they can be able to make the right decision. The best decision that I see from my standpoint, I don't know what Jeff's standpoint is, but my decision from this standpoint is basically saying, hey, get the pregnancy test, verify that it's yours before you just start claiming a child that can bring about 18 years or a lifetime of pain, because you're already saying that this person brings more drama than you like. We don't actually know what the drama is. We don't know how old this woman is. But this guy that's 27 needs to figure out what he's actually going to do, because maybe he needs to be go into an agreement with her and say, you know what, I'll do everything that I can from where I'm at. You know, put those agreements in place now while she's pregnant. That way, when a baby is born, you know, it's not going to be so much of a conversation back then. I mean, it's not going to be so much of a it's not going to be so much a conversation going forward. So that's one of the things that I would suggest, is basically having that conversation, you know, let them know, hey, I want the DNA test. These are some things that we can put in place going forward if it's mine. If it's not mine, then goodbye, see you later, sayonara, you know, the whole nine yards. What's your take on it, Jeff?
My take is, man, he got to find out if it's his. If it's his, he got to come back home. Not home to her. He got to at least come back to the same state his child is in, because they not about to let him take the child for this amount of time and she take it for this amount of time, especially if she don't want that. So he either got to come back to the same city where she at, if it's his, and do the right thing. Because what's another man out of a child life? Nothing, right? No, it's something. It's painful for the child. So, but if it ain't his, then you know you can get the fuck on. Go find the baby daddy and make sure the baby daddy is there. You know? That's my take on it.
Okay. Hey, Well, this is Farewell, Mr. Nice Guy. I'm your host, MNG. With special guest Jeff giving us the insight that we all have been looking for. So go ahead and send that voice link over. I think I put it in the description. Go ahead and send a voice link over. Tell me what you think. You can also send us an email over at farewellmrniceguy@gmail.com. I'll see y'all on the next recording. Peace.
Thanks for joining us on this unfiltered journey with Farewell, Mr. Nice Guy. We hope today's conversation brought you fresh insights and a renewed embrace of authenticity. To keep the canon vibes flowing, hit the subscribe button for more thought-provoking episodes and share the podcast with your friends. As we wrap up, keep embracing your true self, navigating life's twists, and making connections truly count. Until next time, remember that your journey to authenticity and growth is one to cherish.